Ladies and gentlemen, you have waited all week.
Yeah, Boogie Page. Throwing it down for Links BMX is ready. I know I am. Check the ATB Airways. Let's kick it. All things BMX. It's a BMX show. Unlike the rest, if we need some info, they got the best. Like and subscribe, kick back and relax. And it's all things BMX. It's a BMX show. Unlike the rest, if we need some info, they got the best. So like and subscribe, kick back and relax. All things BMX are screaming to you. To post up on your couch, screencast your YouTube. It's gonna be fun, it will be a blast. You gotta do much, but kick back and relax. They come into you live from a studio, or they might be at the track, man, you never know. So don't go anywhere when my rounds are done, cause the show's just starting, let's have some fun. I said it's all thanks BMX, it's a BMX show. Unlike the rest, if you need some info, they got the best. So like and subscribe, kick back and relax. I said it's all thanks BMX, it's a BMX show. Unlike the rest, if you need some info, they got the best. So like and subscribe, kick back and relax. All things BMX got the boogeyman's back, so I wrote them this track to send some love back. JT, Melissa, Chris, and Paul, DJ Demon, can I get to entertain y'all? And I wonder who they'll have on the show as a guest. I bet someone good who's gonna impress. Guess I will just have to wait and see. Let's get the show going and start the party. Said it's all thanks BMX, it's a BMX show. Unlike the rest, if you need some info, they got the best. Like and subscribe, kick back and relax. Said it's all thanks BMX, it's a BMX show. Unlike the rest, if you need some info, they got the best. Like, subscribe, kick back and relax.
She cut her. Welcome to episode 187, Live Strong. We got Olivia Armstrong joining us this evening. Olivia's an elite professional BMX racer. We don't have to go through the accolades because I don't have enough time. The ATB crew is coming to you live from the Ethan Clark studio here in the busy metropolis, the cold-ass metropolis of Heartland, Michigan. Chris and I are sitting at the AOT news desk that we never have news for. Melissa's back at the Gate 9 producer's perch. How's it going back there, Melissa?
Not too bad.
We changed up the camera angle. We had to get... Had to get old Detroit Velvet Smooth in there.
Well, the other side's better angle, but that's okay.
Melissa,
I don't like this side.
Really?
Yeah, no, for real. Oh. But that's, I will be okay.
We'll have to change that up.
Nah.
We'll work on it.
No.
Danger Snack brings in our guest this week, and each and every week, if you guys haven't done it, make sure you guys get over to Danger Snacks. Check out the brand new flavor right here. We've got them here in the studio. Chris is going to try one later for you right on camera, and hopefully you have a better reaction than Sean did, because Sean's like, ooh, these are, whoa, they got the kick in them. And you can head over to Danger Snacks and get yourself a 10% discount by using our discount code SHITSHOW. What do you think, Chris? You ready to try it right now?
Right now?
No, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, Sean said they're just as hot as the other ones.
Yeah, okay, just a different flavor.
That was my question. Yeah. If they're like the other ones, yeah, we can do
Take
that.
Take them in staging, Chris. Take them in staging.
They do, man. They'll pump you up, get you fired up right
now. Clear out your sinuses right now and kick COVID right in the face. The show's chat is sponsored by our good friends over at BMX Rocks Photography. Your chat question tonight, what frame are you riding for 2024? You already told me, Chris. What are you riding?
Supercross.
You think so?
Obvious.
Goddamn walking billboard over here. Melissa, what frame are you going to be racing this year?
No.
None?
No riding.
No. Okay. All right.
Oh, what's the beach cruiser?
It's a bombshell.
Bombshell. All right.
So it has bombshell stickers on it anyway.
There you go.
Oh, man. Tonight's Lightning Round is brought to you by our good friends at 110 Nutrition. Make sure you guys get over there for the best. Check out 110 Nutrition. You can use the All Things BMX discount code over there and get 10% off. Our show doesn't happen without the support of the following companies. Make sure you guys get over there for your needs. Dye Job Apparel. I found its jersey.
Yeah, that looks
not
nice.
A frame, but you know, I still got my Mongoose looks frames. Nice. That's what I'm going to race on.
Yeah. Hey, I don't think you answered your own question.
Yeah, you just did. Actually, I was going to ask you.
Racing the Mongoose frames. The goose is going to be loose. Both of them.
Go.
Okay.
Watch out.
I missed that.
Might put some new stickers on it.
Get her done, man.
That's what you do. Ghetto Wear. Make sure you guys get over, check out Ghetto Wear Apparel. Our friends over at the Hack Shop, Mike Melvin. If you guys are looking for a side hat, give him a call at 209-552-5290. And DB Sports. Make sure you check them out. If you guys missed any of that, we're going to have the links in the chat. So you'll find them there. And they'll also be in the show notes, too.
Perfect. Hey, want to say happy birthday real quick. Yesterday was DJ Damon's birthday.
Happy birthday, Damon.
And this Sunday is my wife's birthday, so happy birthday, Shelly.
Absolutely.
You want to try her name?
Do you want me to mispronounce it? Yeah, right. Yeah, no, her birthday is this Sunday. And then happy birthday, yesterday, Shelly, was also Robert and Jane Cardoza's
wedding anniversary.
So for them. Give them a quick shout out real quick. And that's all I'm going to do with the birthday stuff. So.
All right.
That's it.
Let's welcome our guest in, Chris.
Yeah, let's do that. Olivia, welcome to the All Things BMX show. How are we doing?
Hello, hello. Thank you guys for having me.
Sure.
Olivia, what frame are you going to be racing this year?
I'm in racing a radio.
Very nice. Very nice.
Ooh. That was loud.
What
sorry,
was
guys.
That?
My having some microphone trouble.
Oh, okay.
Don't mind me.
All right. Sorry.
No, I'm sorry to interrupt.
Yeah. So let's start out. How did you get involved with the sport of BMX for the first time?
Yeah, so I have a brother that is 7 years older than me, and when I was born, it was pretty much no option. We're going out to the BMX track, so from an infant up until I was about five, I was hanging out at the track and playing in the dirt, eating candy from the snack shack kind of thing, and I wanted to be just like my brother, so I started racing, and I haven't stopped since.
So is your brother still racing?
He is not. He has had two kids and is living the adult lifestyle. So I'm the only one in the family still in it.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. So where was your first race at?
It was at Bend BMX. It used to be called High Desert BMX, but it's the same track that I ride and train on now that I started on when I was five.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. So how did you do that first time you raced?
It was pretty brutal, I'm not going to lie. I was pretty scared of riding in general. I had to be motivated with a lot of candy to even get up there to the start hill to start riding. And I'm pretty sure my first race I did not win. I was racing the boys, and I was just happy to make it to the finish line.
Right.
But it was for the first like good 5 years. It was just fun to be out there with the families and the community. It wasn't there to be winning in any manner.
Yeah, yeah. I think everybody, I don't know, I think everybody should start out there. It's just fun. See if you like it. And then as things go, then you get a little more serious, I think. What was your first race bike you had?
It was a Powerlite, actually. Oh. It was a Powerlite, but back in the day, it was an old, old thing, and it was a Micro Mini. Super tiny, super old, hand-me-down, but it got the job done.
Right. Shoot.
Yeah.
Because you still have it.
I do not. I'm 99% sure it's a loaner bike at the track, or at least it was in the loaner shed. So I do not have it, but it's still floating out there somewhere.
Okay. How long before you started doing like state races and nationals and that type of thing?
Yeah, I was kind of a slow to fast story. I did local and state stuff for pretty much when I was like 7, 8 up until 14. And then when I was 13, 14, that's when I did my first real like national season. I'd never won a national before then. And I had a coach here in Oregon who said, hey, I think you can be pretty good. We should start training and start going to some bigger races. And in 2014, that's when I started going to national events, and I got a nag plate on both bikes, and I was hooked from there on out.
Okay. And I'm sorry, you were what, 14?
14.
Okay. All right. So you were 14 in 2014. So.
Yes. Okay. Born in 2000. It's an easy birthday.
Yeah. My daughter was born in 2000, so it does make it easy.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So that's cool. First sponsor you had, did you ride for a bike shop or?
Yeah, it was a local team here in Oregon, Black Box Industries. It was a bike shop, but more of just like a traveling nag team kind of thing. He did a lot of fitness and training and stuff. And he's the one who kind of got me into actually working my body outside of just going to the track and local nights on Tuesdays and Fridays or whatever. Okay. So he did, it was a bike shop, but it was more of a national team kind of thing.
Okay. So you started hitting the gym and all that fun stuff.
Yep. Yeah. At 14, I was not had the best diet of an athlete as normal, but we got that honed in, started going to the gym, figuring out some strengths, and it helped a lot on the bike.
Okay. So no more fast food and...
No more cereal, bowls of cereal, and coming home and watching TV after school. Right. That was all cut out.
I remember eating like that.
I recall that as well.
Yeah. The good old days.
Yeah. 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 McDonald's. Oh, yeah. Anyway.
Easy, Chris. How long was it in your amateur time before you had like your big, you said you had your NAG. Was that your first year doing the Nationals?
Yep. So in 2014, I went to the Reno National in the beginning of the year. We used to have two Renos. It was the January and then the middle of the year. Mm-hmm. And I was super stoked. I made both mains and I was like, cool. Like, okay, I like this. And then the next one, we went to Phoenix and I got a win on cruiser. And I was like, okay, I'm kind of hooked on this. Like, mm-hmm. I think this whole diet thing and working out is paying off. And then through that year, I got all my wins on both my bikes and I went to Grands and I won cruiser main event. And I was 1 point away from winning the national title on cruiser. Okay. And then I got NAG 3 on Clash. And I was like, okay, this is my first year into it really, and I can be 1 point away, we're going to make this thing happen. So it really started the fire that year.
And other finishes in your amateur time, like notable finishes during your amateur career, what were those?
Yeah, so in 2016, I went to Worlds for the first time, and that was in Belgium. Mm-hmm. I got a World 1 on Cruiser, World 3 on Class. And then following that, 2017, it was the Rock Hill Worlds, and I won both World Championships that year, which Wow. was probably my best year as an amateur career. Mm-hmm. And then I won a national title for Cruiser in 2015 and 2016. So those are the big ones.
Wow.
Dang. When what was the year that you went elite?
I went elite in 2019.
I see you had a pretty short amateur, amateur year or career.
Yeah, it was very fast, but some say that turning pro at 19 is kind of late. They did bump the age to you have to be 18 to turn elite now. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of people going elite 16, 17, 18. So I was almost on the later end. Mm-hmm. But I didn't start doing nationals and being competitive for so long that I think I needed that time before going elite.
Yeah. Your personal favorite moment in your amateur career?
I think favorite moment would have to be the Rock Hill Worlds, just because it was so cool being in the home country and there were so many Americans there that it kind of felt like a national, but mm-hmm. just elevated. And then being able to go out and win the cruiser world title and then back it up with Class the next day, it was just... super, super special moment.
How many worlds have you attended?
I've attended 4 worlds. I did skip one of them because mm-hmm. I decided to graduate high school instead of going 2 worlds. Big controversy on that. Some people disagree with my choice, but you only graduate high school once. Right. So yeah. I didn't do that.
Oh, see.
I've been to Belgium twice, Colombia once, and then Rock Hill.
Okay. Wow.
Favorite track out of them?
Favorite. I would probably say Belgium. Mm-hmm. It's a technical track, which was difficult, but it really pushed me to work on my skills. I love Rock Hill, but it's kind of flat and kind of basic. Mm-hmm. And then Columbia was just terrifying. It was a scary track, so don't really love that one, but it was still good.
Oh, is that the one that Tom Ritz made?
Yeah.
I think we had him on. He talked about that.
Yeah, it was just, it was rideable for a lot of the bigger people and with a lot of skill, but it was still pretty challenging.
Yeah, that Oh, you go down the big hill, right?
For the amateur, I did not, but now I do.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Yep. I'll talk about intimidating.
What's your current favorite track you like to ride?
For riding and racing, I think it's two different answers. For racing, okay, I love Nashville. I love the drag strip, going super fast down that first straightaway. I love it. And then riding and training, I genuinely love the Bend track here in Bend, Oregon. It's pretty awesome. We've done a lot of work, and I was literally riding last week in December, which is crazy for Oregon. We put down a new surface, and we were able to ride even though the weather was crazy. Wow. So super awesome.
What do you do? Pump track riding, mountain bike riding, anything outside of BMX?
Yeah. So kind of backtrack. I did go to college for BMX. I went to school in Indiana for that at Marion University. And I did a little bit of mountain biking before that, but I didn't really – BMX takes up so much time since it's January to November. There's not a lot of time to race other disciplines. But through Marion, I tried all the disciplines. They have mountain biking, cyclocross, velodrome, road, and BMX. So you can try all five disciplines if you want to. And BMX transfers the best over to mountain biking just because we have technical skills. And so all 4 years that I was there, I competed in downhill and dual slalom racing for mountain bike. And I loved it. It's a different race, but it's still the same fun as being on two wheels. And then I also have done some Red Bull pump track races as well.
Did you do the velodrome stuff too?
I tried it.
That stuff was crazy.
It was a little difficult. I just don't particularly like how it's a fixie. My brain could not comprehend sprinting and then having to continue pedaling.
Yeah.
My brain is sprint, and then you go over a jump, and then you sprint. Yeah. But on a fixie, if you do that, you're going to go over the bars. I did the track 101 to learn the basics. And then I was like, I don't know if I can do this and BMX at the same time. It's a tough one.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what she's. I'm sorry. I didn't banked, follow.
The real.
No, no. Thing. I know that part, but the fixie part of it. There's no freewheel on the bike.
No,
and
there's no brakes. There's no brakes on it. So your legs are the brakes. So if you're sprinting, you have to slow it down with your legs rather than pulling your brakes. Yeah.
So you can't coast and just let the freewheel spin.
No. So if you do a sprint and then you go to just coast, you're stopping the back wheel and you're going over the handlebars.
Crazy.
Okay.
Yeah. If I went to track practice on Tuesday and BMX practice on Wednesday, my brain was not comprehending that.
Oh, I bet. Wow. Yeah, they have one of those in Detroit, a velodrome.
It's only a few minutes. It's like 25 minutes from here.
Is that the wood one? Is it indoors?
Yes. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, it's in a big dome.
I've heard a lot of people going to that.
Yep.
That
one. It's the Lexus Velodrome here in Michigan. Turned out pretty big, man. Like,
yeah, it turned out to be quite the thing.
How's the pro career been since you've transitioned into elite? Have you had any big obstacles, big successes since you've turned elite?
It has definitely been a learning curve. Going through amateur, it was a lot easier to train and get to the front of the pack when you're racing. And coming into elite, all the girls are fast and training just as much as I am. And so I think that was the biggest hurdle of having to learn to race in the pack and race with these girls that are constantly fast. You can't give them an inch because they will take it, kind of thing. And recently the biggest hurdle has been this year has been pretty rough. I broke my fingers pretty bad in March, and then I broke my collarbone again in September. So the injuries have been pretty tough. But other than that, it's been a good journey so far.
Who's the one competitor that when you get on the gate, like, all right, I'm ready to rock and roll. Let's go. I'm not going to say who's the most competitive person, but who's that person that when you get on there, you're ready to ratchet it up?
I It's tough because the girls class is so tight. Mm-hmm. I think that it's interesting the different generations in our gate. So like Elise Willoughby and Lauren Reynolds, the older generation, they get in the gate and they're very serious. They're there to do their business kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Right. But in your brain, you can't be like, oh, I'm coming in second behind Elise. You have to get into the gate and be like, all right, I'm here to win this race. I'm here to compete kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And then the younger generation, with like Lexis Colby, Peyton Rindauer, all those girls, that's like the next kind of like bump down where we have a little bit more fun. We're there to race and have fun. Mm-hmm. But it's always a battle. You never know who's going to get to that first turn first because we're so close and tight.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Holy cow.
You going to win the champion this year, 2024?
That's my goal. I'm a small hill kind of person. So the Grands title is definitely top of my list for sure.
Are you going to do World Cups at all?
I'm looking at doing some World Cups. I did, when I broke my fingers in March, it was on the Supercross Hill. And that has caused a little bit of just like fear, but we're working through that. Here in Oregon, we have no Supercross Hills and I haven't spent that much time on the Supercross Hill. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to take it the next couple months, do some training, see how I feel on the hill and then kind of go from there. Doing Worlds would be awesome, but we only take a select amount of riders for the pro class. So mm-hmm. I'm going to work and try to get into that, but we're just going to kind of feel it out.
How far of a drive is it for you to get to a Supercross hill for you to train on?
The closest one that is open, there is one in Colorado, but it's technically not like open. They closed that down in Grand Junction. So the closest one is in Chula Vista, and so that's 16-hour drive.
Holy.
Away.
Whoa.
Yeah. So when I was in Indiana, it was a lot better because Louisville was only 2 hours from us. And so we could ride a lot more frequently. But here, kind of nothing much to ride Supercross wise.
Wow. Man, that's a haul. Holy cow. Yeah. So you got to make a week out of that then. Something.
So, and for a lot of the nationals, what I try to do is get there a week early. So I'm not just showing up to a race and like, all right, let's do this thing.
Right.
At least have a couple of days to practice and get used to the track.
Yeah.
Are you going to be out at, are you going to be here at Waterford for that national?
Yes. It is a pro race this year, correct?
Yeah, yes, it is.
Yes. I will be here. I will be there. I'm not sure. It might be a van trip. I haven't fully scheduled out the rest of the year, but it might be a van trip where I do a whole loop back home. So
there you go.
Chris actually laid the founding brick of that track.
Wow, 50 years ago, so he was like a toddler.
He was like four out there with...
Well, I would have been like, what was it, 74?
You just turned 50 this year.
Me?
The track.
No, the
did.
Track
I was
going to
say the track did, not me.
I don't know.
I'm 55, dude.
Yeah, so 5 years old, you're out there. Trowel,
concrete. They laid the first brick.
No, I was not
there.
Yeah,
the first
the
rubber
beginning.
Band for the start.
Oh, my gosh. No, I haven't seen any pictures or videos of that track. How would you describe? Is it a flat hill, pretty small?
It's going to be wild.
The first turn is insane.
Yeah.
The first turn's
like
a 90.
Small?
It's tight, and it's not
it's,
your...
It's a left-handed 90 turn the first
It's
turn.
Not back and forth, back and forth. It completely like serpentines all over the place. A lot of elevation change from the start to the finish. And
you're going to want to come early.
Yeah. When,
okay,
yeah.
I will come early.
Come early.
It's I'm like really looking forward to watching.
Oh, we're so excited to see the elite ride on this track. Because you guys, when you come around that the last turn isn't actually a turn; it's more of a like a dog leg type thing. And when you come around there, and then all the way to the finish line, you guys are going to be going so fast.
Yeah.
That's actually what I'm concerned about: is the pros getting slowed up before they get to the fence.
They're pros; they'll be fine.
That's why the fence there.
That's why the fence is there.
Protect the spectators.
Is it a pretty long track or a short track?
It's about 1,200 feet.
Stop line. Chris knows the exact foot. It's 1,238 feet. He knows.
It's about.
He can give you the inside. He can give you the footage from the inside and outside.
God, I love it. Big numbers guy.
Well, no, it's I was part of the board there for over 13 years, so I've been involved there for a while. So I know quite a bit about it.
Your first turn, what's going to make it really exciting to race and watch. Even old men, when we go into the turn, you drop down into the turn. So you just literally, that feeling you get at Nashville when you drop like that feeling, you know, we feel that, but we're still going slow. So it's going to be incredibly epic when the, you know, your class comes in and drops turns. Like it's just, it's going to be nitro. Yeah.
It's just going to boost the speed real quick before the turn.
Yeah, yeah. I'll send, when we're done, I'll send a video of...
I have a YouTube, like a GoPro going around.
Yeah, I'll send you that link to check it out. Super fun. Yeah, you guys are going to have a lot of fun on that.
I'm excited.
Well, Chris is like best friends with Bob Seger, too. So I guess he's going to have Bob Seger and Ted Nugent and Eminem do the national anthem.
That would be awesome.
And with that...
I will show up just for that.
Well, he's got enough pull. You could probably get up there... And do the two lines you were going to do in the...
Oh, the Bikeaholics?
I'm good. I'm not a rapper. We're going to end it. It's going to stay.
Neither's Chris, but he's got an album.
I don't. What do you make up this
You've got that rap album, no THC in the CBD.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Ronnie Anderson produced it for him.
I think I need to hear this.
Oh, it's something.
Yeah, me too.
it's right next
to the helicopter.
We used one of them AI generators. What goals you got set for this year racing?
This year, I just want to stay healthy. Last year was a hard one for injury, so it's to stay healthy. And I want to get on the podium at least for the overall title for the USA BMX series.
Like it.
I need you to. I already put a wager down with Rick Carter, and I don't want to lose that bet.
Oh, no. Was he betting for me or against me?
I'm betting for you.
Oh, dang. Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that. You gotta have to talk to Rick about that
one. You
got to
watch that gig.
You just sold him down the river. I think you need to talk to him.
Oh, gosh. Well, outside of BMX, what's some of the stuff you like to do?
I'm a big person in the gym, obviously. That kind of contributes to BMX. I also played volleyball in high school, so I still love going and playing the adult league volleyball kind of stuff. Big into family. My whole family lives here in Bend, so I have two nieces that I love to hang out with, and love doing some family dinners and stuff like that. But a lot of the time is spent in BMX or on two wheels. If it's not BMX, then it's mountain bikes or doing all kinds of stuff like that.
Are you competing at all in the mountain biking, or is it just for you just do it for fun?
Yeah, so with the university, I would compete for their collegiate stuff. And that was fun because they financially supported everything. They'd take us to the trips, these cool places in the mountains, and we'd be a team and get to race our bikes. And then when I got out of school, I was like, wow, mountain bikes are pretty expensive. Like, it's not a cheap thing to just to jump into. I did one dual slalom race, the USA Cycling National Championship. It was in Colorado. I got fifth place. I had fun. But I don't know if it's something that I can fully, like, attach myself to and like go for. It's kind of an odd time because it's October, so that's the time that we should be training for grands. So it's kind of tough timeline wise, but I do really, really want to race the Red Bull pump track world championship this year. If you go to one of the qualifiers and you get first, you get the golden ticket and they get you a flight and everything to the event. So that's on the goal list for this year.
That's a motivation right there. Yeah.
Yeah. And like it's been in Chile, it's been all over the place. I want to go to a cool place on two wheels. So
when you were talking about the van trip, when you do your van, like, do you live in the van? Do you park and camp? Do you stay in hotels? What's the van life like?
Yeah. So I have a Ford Transit and I built it out so that it's fully livable. It has a bed and a kitchen and everything that I need. It has solar panels, everything that I need. My bikes go in the back with all my tools and everything. So I can pretty much leave, in the van and I can be on the road for as long as I want to. Next week I'm going to be in the van for about a month. I'm going to head down to where it's warmer, where I can ride my bike.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to head down to Vegas first, hit the Phoenix National, and then I'm going to go over to California for the rest of the time before the Bakersfield National. So it kind of, it makes it nice where I don't have to fly in and out, and I can go and I can coach kids, do some clinics, and ride my bike in cool places.
Yeah. Hit up all the tracks along the way.
Exactly. Yeah. I've been able to ride a lot of different tracks that I don't think I ever would have gotten the chance to if I just fly everywhere. So it's been cool to connect with a lot of the local communities in that way.
That's sweet.
What's been one of the tracks you wouldn't have probably raced at that you stumbled across that was, you're like, wow, this is a pretty, pretty cool place?
I would say I wouldn't have pictured myself going to North Dakota and South Dakota. But I was pleasantly surprised by all of those tracks. We stopped in Bismarck, North Dakota, and then we went up to Red River BMX. And both of those, the communities were awesome. People were awesome, and they know how to build tracks, and like, they were just awesome. Like, I was very, very impressed with those two.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Bob Seger?
No.
Oh, no, no. How'd you get the nickname?
Sweet Pea. Sweet Pea, it's a little kid's nickname. But when I was like 5 years old, we were out at the local track, actually the one in Redmond. So we have two tracks within 30 minutes of us, which is super awesome. But there was this old guy, his name is Sam, and he ran the track for as long as I can remember as a kid. And he just came up that I was a sweet little girl, and he called me Sweet Pea, and it stuck ever since. The announcer, Eric Rindle, if you guys know him, he used to live in Oregon and was an announcer in Oregon for a really long time. So he knew the nickname Sweet Pea, and he pretty much is the one who carried it on out of Oregon when I hit the national scene. He was like, it's not on the moto sheet, but that's going to be your nickname.
No getting away from it, huh?
Exactly. Right. Even nowadays, like, it's not anywhere on the moto sheets, but it's circulating.
Oh, you poor thing. It's cute. It's cute.
Very nice.
Yeah. Could be, you know, could be something you don't care for, so I guess that's okay.
That's right.
It could be worse.
Right.
You just got a new nickname, Chris.
Oh no! What is it?
Not appropriate during the show, but we'll share it afterwards.
Sweet cheeks, not Sweet Pea.
Oh no!
Sweet cheeks. Now you got that name.
No.
Hey,
thanks,
you know
Melissa.
We're tight with Greg, and we'll get the rest of the announcers to say it.
That's right. You want to do a chat check-in before you guys get into her training and coaching?
I'm gonna toss
and
it over to Melissa here for our chat check-in, Olivia. Here we go.
Nicknames.
Remind me. Never mind.
Okay.
I won't need you to remind me. It'll be in my head. Yeah. All right. We want to say hi to... Hold on. I got to move everything over. Rick Carter, Beer Budget BMX. He's tuning in. Says, what's up, peeps? Brian Fell, Muggin Design Group, is over on YouTube. Says, have a great show, guys. Our friend Braden Lewis with AOT. Good morning. Good morning. Apparently, I'm stuck. Good evening, friends. Beer Budget BMX Live is also tuning in. We're going to say hi to Brandon Walski. He says, what's up, y'all? Ken Kellogg says, hello, everyone. The day after birthday boy, Damon Tucson, also checking in. Robert Cardoza and his wife are with us. Ray Gomez says, hello, all. Long time no see. Happy New Year to you all. Scott Foster is tuning in over on Facebook. Tyler Links says, what's up? Nick Valencia, also tuning in. Hey, hey.
Jeez, we got the whole crew up there tonight.
Miss Alice Bixler, also tuning in, says, hi, kids. Nick Jones says, what up? Whatever he made for dinner looks so good on Facebook today.
Florida people checking in.
I know. Keep going. Emily Schaefer over in the Illinois area says, hi, guys. Jason Ledoux is tuning in. Huck Karinsky, happy Wednesday. He says, I had so much fun at my first BMX race this past Friday.
Congratulations.
Really? That is so awesome. We're so excited that you had a good time.
He made a little sizzle reel with Melissa in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Justin's on Facebook. Oh, we were at dinner or something. I'm like, why am I hearing my voice? Like, this is weird. What is going on?
Really?
And then I look over and he's watching this little reel this young person made of us last week.
Really?
When she shouted his name out. It was really cute. He did a nice job on it.
Where was the race at?
It was sweet. They were in Sarasota.
What?
Oh, he raced the national at Sarasota. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not.
Yeah, we're like, wait.
I'm not
you
up.
Picked, where you picked a Sarasota race for your first one. Hey, go.
A national at Sarasota for your first race ever.
So, hey, if you're going to do it, do it big.
Go big or go home,
yeah,
man.
Good job. Sean Gifford of Die Job Apparel tuning in. What's up, fam? We were so excited that we got to hang out with him and his girlfriend and daughter, her daughter, this past weekend. That was so much fun. He says he's finally awake. I know over in Illinois they've been getting killed with snow, so you just keep all that shit over there.
Yes. don't bring that over. We're going to get the cold here in a couple days. So.
Yes, we are. Melissa Rogers did confirm, Olivia, that your previous frame that we were discussing is at the track.
I love it.
So Richard Hartman says that's awesome. It's probably still back in the loner shed. See, he knew that too.
There you go.
Huck says that he is on a Huffy frame this year, so that's cool. He's the one, the kid that's just starting out. So,
shoot, those are just starting to pop up.
We're gonna say hi to Peter Jean. I'll at you, boy. He says. Mo Collins is checking in. Hello from me and BMX Rocks. And he had a question. I'm going to get to that. Well, I'm coming back to it, Mo. I didn't forget. Right. BMXer Don 01 is over on YouTube saying hello, everyone. Chase Mugridge says cheers. Austin Kelly says, Olivia is a baller. One of my favorite riders out there. Stay healthy, sister, and come back and kill it.
Appreciate it.
Danny Weigel says, Olivia Armstrong is great. She forgot to mention that her second favorite track was Red River BMX.
There you go.
You did speak very highly of that one. Let's see. Jamie, is it Leja? Says, Ola from the Orange Army.
It's Biolabs.
Oh, Biolabs.
Okay. Low and Slow over on YouTube. He's talking about Waterford. He says he describes it as a drop down left 90 degree is how he describes it.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Oh, there's my question. All right. Mo Collins would like to know, speaking of injuries, how difficult was it, Olivia, for you to bounce back mentally from your injuries versus the physical recovery? And then kind of which one took longer?
That's the longer question is hard. So with my fingers, I broke my middle finger and my pinky finger. My middle finger was the bad one. I had separated the tendon, on the end of my finger and pretty much exploded the end joint. So I had external pins in my fingers and I had a stitch through my fingernail to hold the tendon on there to reattach. Ooh. I can fully grip now, which is great. So that recovery was a good 4-month recovery because your grip strength is so important. As far as mental, it was the first injury in March was tough because I had never broken a bone before 2023. So I'd never had a big injury where I was out completely and couldn't do anything. And so just being not able to do anything was, I think, the biggest hurdle. But having positive people in my corner was a big thing. And just because the injury was so long, I was able to get my mental pretty well figured out. And being it was just my hand, I was still able to be in the gym and doing other exercises, which kept my mental a lot better, being able to just go and sweat and not just sit here and do nothing the whole time. So then once that 4 months was over, the first race back, I eased into it. I went to a local pro-am, and there weren't any other pros there. I was just racing some amateurs. But getting that one race done and get some confidence back, I was able to start going a lot harder. So I think that one race back to ease back in was the key to the mental part of it.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah. All right, we're going to continue to say hi to Noah Robinson. He says, what's up, homies? Legendary Waterford Oaks BMX track, home of two worlds. Billy at Gate 9 Number Plates is checking in. Oh. Oh, Rick says that Beers and Bob Seger will have box seats in turn three, like at the Lions game.
Only box seats at Waterford. Chris is going to have them.
Skybox seats at Waterford Oaks. Gonna yeah. Make
them. Is the third turn the one that we're going to might go over because it's the scary one?
No, the first one.
First turn.
The first one, first yes. One. Okay. Yeah.
You need a skybox there. Rent one of them scissor
lifts.
We need one of them scissor lifts.
All better. Things BMX show skybox.
I didn't say anything about all things. We ain't got a budget for
had,
that.
Had the crap out of that.
We right. Up Oakland County Parks. Right.
Hi to our friends down under. Matthew Boshin says hi, everyone tuning in from the tropics of Australia.
Hey, it's tomorrow there.
Sons of bitches.
Yes, it is. Oh, Olivia, have you, Ray was wondering, have you ever raced down in Florida, maybe at Okeechobee BMX?
Yes, I did. Last year, the first race of the pro season was at Okeechobee, and then I've also raced at Oldsmar.
Nice. Brandon Loudermilk says yo yo.
Wow.
Danielle Newton, otherwise Eliza or the Zilla Monster, is here watching.
Zilla Monster. All right. That.
It's a cool nickname. David D'Artona is tuning in. Says hi, fam. Smith Rock BMX also tuning in. Says we love you, Liv. Bill Big Rig Davis. What's up, guys? And a couple more here. Mike Melvin says the other half of Beer Budget BMX is Ola Peeps. Jill Armstrong.
It's my mama.
Sounds like you might know her. She says, what a journey it has been. I am so proud of this young woman. That's very nice, Mom.
There you go.
Shara Appenzeller. Wow. Says Olivia is an amazing role model for all the girls she coaches, which we're going to get into in just a minute.
Yeah.
Brandon. Savannah the Pirate Tassie.
The Pirate.
Over on Facebook. The Pirate says, glad you were all headed up. Glad you are, I'm guessing, healed up. Glad you were all healed up. Wishing you luck on your journey down to Arizona and California. Love you.
Love them too.
Melissa Rogers says, this is your year, Liv. Thank you for all you do for the sport at our local tracks and for pushing Sam. Sean, I'm not reading that.
It's a good one.
Oh, no.
Thank you for the after chat.
Yes. Okay. All right. One more. We're going to say hi to two more. Hi to Mark Scott over on YouTube. He says, yep, all. And then Low and Slow, otherwise known as Chase, would like to know if you've raced in Pittsburgh.
I did, and I got my first pro win there at the Stars and Stripes National in 2019.
Very nice.
Hey, there we go. Yeah.
Oh, I got one last one. Joan Dawson, one of Mila's favorite riders. Huh. There cool. You go. Thanks, right. Guys. We appreciate it. If anybody ends up having some additional questions for Olivia, go ahead and get those in the chat.
Yeah, and everybody who just had their name read, make sure you like this show and like all our social media and YouTube and all that stuff. It really makes a difference. We appreciate that if you would help us out with that. Thank you.
And make sure you follow Olivia too.
And Olivia as well.
If you're not going to get invited to Chris's Skybox at Waterford Oaks.
Oh my gosh.
The catching box,
yeah. We want to thank BMX Rocks for sponsoring the chat room and our chat question for the beginning of the show. Yep. And with that, let's right. Talk training. And you have your own training company. Give us the little rundown how that got started and everything behind it.
Yeah. So I have Live Strong Training. It's a good name. Comes with the Olivia Armstrong. I got lucky with a good name. It started in about 2019-ish. I had some parents reaching out to me just on some basic like mentorship. And at that point, I was still in college. And I was kind of doing it part-time on the side. I'd go to school and then work on some training programs and FaceTime with some of the younger athletes to help them. And then over the years, it grew and grew and grew. And along with that, I learned a lot about coaching and mentorship and all of the above. And I train mostly girls at this point, anywhere from the age of 10 to plus. I have some ladies that are in the 40, 41, 45, 41, 50 classes. And my training, it goes all the way from you on a bike doing sprints or at the track to the gym to we do a mental coaching part of it where I go over a mental book with them. It goes as deep as their nutrition or their sleep, all aspects of BMX we cover. And it's fully personable to, or totally personalized to each athlete. And yeah, that's, I'm in it to help each athlete individually and get them to the best that they can.
So we have your website up here.
I love that. Live Strong. That's great.
Yeah, I got lucky with the name.
Yeah,
that's
awesome.
Yeah. So I have two plans. I have the gold plan and the bronze plan. Just depends kind of how much involvement you want with me. The gold plan is basically all access to me, going over videos and texting me when you need me kind of thing. Mm-hmm. We right now it's all goals because it's the beginning of the year. I'm doing all my goals calls, setting what these athletes want to do for the season and how we're going to achieve it. But yeah, if you want to contact me, it's, my website's just oliviaarmstrongbmx.com and all the information's there.
Okay. So
do you do, in person also?
Yeah. For the local riders mm-hmm. in Bend, I do one-on-one coaching. Mm-hmm. And then I also in the van travel around and do clinics. So those are more sporadic, just depending on where I'm going and what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. For this van trip, like I said, going down to Vegas, Arizona, and then in California. So I have some clinics set up for that. I will be doing more of an East Coast one coming. I'm not sure fully what that's going to entail. But I do one-on-one coaching and then clinic coaching and then remote training as well.
Wow.
That's your time doing the remote coaching, what's been some of the obstacles that you've ran into with that? Because I've heard some people that got into it and then they get out of it. They'll say, oh, it's just the remote stuff. What have you found with that? And like, what's the good thing with it too?
I think the good thing about it is that technology has allowed us to make it pretty much in person for the most part. Mm-hmm. The hard part is it's reliant on the athlete and the athlete's parents. So I can help them as much as they put the work in. So if I get a lot of videos and feedback and daily check-ins on their part of it, it makes it really easy. I have an app that I have all of their training put into. So they log into their phone, they see what training they have for the day. They check it off. It gives me a bunch of feedback about how hard it was for them, how long it took, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And then they upload all their videos, for me to go through and critique. I do calls about once a week, once every other week to kind of talk about what I commented back on their videos and what we can change. Give them some motivation. So it's almost like I'm in person mm-hmm. as long as the athlete is putting 100% in and is giving me the information to help them, right? The one disconnect is life is busy and taking videos of every part of training is hard. But it definitely pays off if you're willing to put that in. So
nice.
Wow.
That's a real great thorough. Idea with your own app. We're keeping it all housed in one.
Yeah. It's not my own app. I use an app called Train Heroic. It's mm-hmm. just a general app. But it's worked well so far. It's user friendly. The kids can use it. Mm-hmm. The parents can use it. And it's worked well so far. So I'm
nice.
So basically, so you're training girls and that's the main focus, correct?
Yeah, okay. The main focus is girls. I have two boys right now, and they're just in Oregon or close family friends. Okay. But I feel like the girls listen more to a female. It's just different kind of coaching, explaining kind of thing.
I can understand that.
So it's not that I'm against coaching boys. I just think that it relates a lot better since I'm a female racer.
Mm-hmm. Well, that, and I think if you're doing a group, sometimes the girls get intimidated by the boys and mm-hmm. I've done some, you know, like the BMX racing leagues and that type of thing. And I kind of notice that sometimes the girls mm-hmm. kind of hold back a little bit But then, you know, I know, like, here we go again, Waterford Oaks, we've had some girls' clinics.
They're really not paying for a plug.
I know. It just seems like tonight's the Waterford Oaks night. But
you know, just getting it out of your system for the rest of the year.
Right. Yeah. Thank you. And then, yeah, well, Josh is going to owe me a bunch of money after all these plugs. So, but I've noticed with the all-girls clinics that the girls are more open and just seem to enjoy it a lot more for whatever reason.
And that's something on my van trips, I ask all the track operators if I can do an all-girls clinic. If we can get above like 7 to 8 girls, I'll do a girl-specific because I feel like they get so much more out of it. And not only that, I feel like the girls bond with each other more than they would in a mixed clinic. And you see, like, at first people are like, oh, they're my competitor kind of thing. But by the end of the clinic, they're more friends and laughing and joking. And I just think it's a better culture just doing an all-girls clinic.
Yeah, no, I agree.
We'll get you in contact with all the TOs here in Michigan, and so you can make your swing through here and hit up the GR, Lansing, Richfield. I got to make sure I say all the tracks so I don't get in trouble because how many times Chris has mentioned Waterford tonight.
Traverse City.
Midland, Traverse City.
Lansing.
Marquette. I first forgot somebody. I'm going to get in trouble for Can-Am.
Can-Am.
God damn it. Toledo. Technically kind of Michigan. We traded for them, sort of, kind of, but we count.
I thought we gave them up.
Yeah, that's what I meant. We traded our Upper Peninsula.
How many tracks do you guys have in Michigan?
There's 8, I believe.
Yeah.
But Toledo is what, 2 miles
across the border
from Michigan and Ohio. It's like right there.
Yeah, gotcha. We'll get you with all the TOs. Get you their contacts so we can get it. Cool. So you can get them set up when you come out here.
Yeah, I appreciated that.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah, if somebody's you schedule the clinics, it goes on the website, and somebody you can sign up for the clinics right on the website. Correct.
Yep. It depends on the track. Some tracks would rather not go through the website, but majority of them are just on that clinic tab. And then you just click on it and it's just like a normal, you add to your cart, check out, and you're signed up for the clinic.
Nice.
Very easy, really clean and neat.
And you have merch.
I do. I have Live Strong t-shirts. It has a sweet pea on the front from the nickname that's behind the 54, and then the back has Armstrong and 54 on it.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah,
sweet. Okay, 54, is there any meaning?
Roman numerals, it stands for live, L-I-V, so it had to be perfect. I didn't have like a specific number that meant something to me. A lot of people do like their area codes. My area code's 541, so 54 is in it. So I was like, I like the Roman numerals. It stands for live, so it works.
Yeah, we always try to ask that because some of them have meaning and some of them are like, that's what was available. I took it.
Exactly. I think it's super cool that as a pro we get to pick our number. I think that makes it special, having meaning behind it.
Well, I think so too. Plus, now you have the shirt with your number on it. That's your number. You don't have to worry about, you know, the next person the next year getting your number and all that kind of fun stuff.
For sure. Yeah.
Liv, can we do a promotion that if anyone picks up a shirt after the show, you'll autograph it at Waterford for them?
For sure. I can sign it before even. I ship it out.
There you go.
Hey.
Easy peasy.
Cool. All right. I'll go check that out when we're done.
There you go.
Cool.
What's your best piece of advice you can give a new rider?
That's a hard one. I think my best piece of advice is to go slow on going to all the races. I think a lot of people nowadays, they go to every race they possibly can. Mm-hmm. And I think it kind of pulls the fun out of it. I think racing your local, racing your state, and building up that way is the best way for longevity in the sport and just to have fun. A lot of people nowadays take it very serious at the local and state level, but it's still, we're on two wheels having fun riding bikes, and you just can never forget that, or you're not going to last in the sport.
What's one thing that if you could wave a wand in the professional class that you would change?
One thing.
Maybe there's more than one.
Yeah, if there's more than one, go right ahead.
I know it's a controversial thing, but we, I don't personally love Supercross. I think that it is a dangerous aspect of racing, and mm-hmm. I understand that it's needed for the Olympics. But if I could wave a wand, I would hope that there'd be more little hill racing, because mm-hmm. that's how the sport started. I feel like Supercross racing and flat hill BMX racing are two completely separate sports. People are training for either the flat hill or the big hill. And so if I could do it, I would just do little hill, because mm-hmm. that's how it used to be. I think Supercross racing, it's less racing. It's more just speed. There's less like technique in making moves and passes and racecraft in general. It's a good thing to have for Olympics and viewership. But mm-hmm. other than that, I'd rather be little hill stuff. Sure. But the rest of pro racing, I love. I love that we're on a time schedule. I love that we do like the pro autograph at Grands. Mm-hmm. There's so many things that is a benefit to being pro than there is amateur. So I love it.
I like that.
Yeah. I kind of agree. The Supercross thing, the Supercross hill, it just, I don't know, you know, like when you're bringing it, there's this huge, like you said, it's controversial. So parents see BMX on the Olympics and they see this huge hill and these guys and girls hitting that thing and flying 30, 40 feet through the air. And the first thought is, my kid's not doing that.
Yeah.
I totally understand that. And I guess that's, I'm not big on it. I'll watch it, no doubt, yeah. But.
I just think that the risk versus reward of mm-hmm. like, if you win a Supercross race, you win $3,000, but the risk that you are putting yourself at, it just doesn't, for me, it doesn't make as much sense. But
yeah, I can understand that totally. Yeah.
I go back to it's a unique situation where you have the sport in the Olympics, but it's not the same sport. It's like, mm-hmm. if you're going to play basketball, it's the same thing in the Olympics, shoot, you know, any shooting, equestrian, anything. It's not like you show up to the local and there's no big, you know, it's not all changed up. It's unique, same. Very unique dynamic. Did you have a question in the chat, Melissa?
Yeah, but it's changing subject. So,
oh, back to my it. Bad. Oh,
I intended to.
Okay. I caught it. So your thoughts on the racing between international and USA and what
very,
you like, what you
different.
Don't like. Yeah.
I think USA, just to start with like the tracks, we mm-hmm. have very flat and not technical tracks. So that's something that is a lot more pedaling. When I went to Europe, that was the biggest thing. I was like, I'm barely pedaling on this track. There's so many jumps and they're bigger, more technical jumps mm-hmm. that you have to have technical skill and be able to gain speed off of the jumps. Whereas here we're taught to pedal pump through everything at a young age, right? Mm-hmm. Right. That's not a thing at all when you go to Europe and these other international tracks. And then racing in general, it's almost more like less cutthroat. It's more like here you can chop somebody after the 30-foot line and be aggressive, where it's more speed shows the winner mm-hmm. in other racing. Mm-hmm. It's a little more subtle. It's not like your dad yelled at you to cut from gate 8 to gate 1 by the first jump.
Move over. Move over.
Exactly.
Right.
So it's more racing and less mm-hmm. just chopping people and doing crazy T-bone moves and things like that.
And what do you think we can do here in the States to get the big sponsors from outside BMX into the sport?
It's a tough one. I think it's all just promoting the lower, getting people into the sport. So doing the Learn BMX for the local tracks and getting more people, because it's hard to get sponsors when our actual number of people attending is just not very high. Mm-hmm. And I think we have to change how we represent our sponsors. I feel like it's a very laid back way. to represent sponsors in BMX. It's not very professional. And so like the pros do a decent job, but it's still like, if you were to compare us to like Supercross, Motocross, we represent our sponsors way different than the way that they do. So I think it just comes with a professionalism level that we kind of have to level up. But then again, that's not really the culture of BMX. So it's kind of hard to juggle those two. But I think just getting more kids in at the lower level and building them up and building the community is the way that it's going to have to happen.
Okay. Right on.
Thank you. So speaking of sponsors, Full Tilt.
Full Tilt.
How long have you been with Full Tilt?
This is the longest team I think I've ever been on. I've been on Full Tilt since 2017. So I got on the team as an amateur, and I was on 2017, 2018 as an amateur. And then in 2019, I turned pro, and I stuck with the team. They're like a family, and they've decided to support me since.
So they were good with turning pro and stuck with you all the way up to, all right, that's awesome.
Yeah. I think a lot of people are just going for the benefits to them. And I think the cool thing about Full Tilt and why we win so many national titles and win things is because we are a family and they take care of you as a family member instead of just as a number. So it's a good culture.
Yeah.
What other sponsors do you have?
We have, so Full Tilt, we have Radio, Fly Racing, Onyx, Pro Max, and Oakley, I think, is one this year as well.
Do you have other sponsors besides what Full Tilt brings to the table?
As of right now, no. I had some in 2023, but we're re-upping some different ones for 24. So those will be posted, but not yet.
So, stay tuned. Breaking news.
Yeah. If you're looking to sponsor a pro,
there you go. Give me an email.
Get a hold of Olivia. She'll be willing to talk to you. There you go.
So who is Jill Armstrong to you?
Jill Armstrong is my mother.
Okay, that's right. I wasn't sure. Because she would like you to share with us some of the lessons that you learned from coaching your niece, Ainsley.
Ooh. I'm thinking the big one she's talking about is that it's been a interesting dynamic of learning how parents are in their relationship with their kids and training, right? Kids don't really like to listen to their parents. And I had a full realization, she's not my kid, she's my niece, about them listening to somebody in the family. And she, love her to death, but she's there to ride her bike and have fun. And I'm anti-Liv. I'm not Coach Olivia. And so it's just, it was an interesting dynamic learning how to be at the track with her and have fun. But it's been also so cool to see just the full circle of my brother got me into the sport. He had a kid and now she's in it and loving it. She rips around the track. She makes high-low moves that I've never taught her in my life. She just goes out there and does it, and she's rubbing elbows with kids. So it's just been a cool experience to see her grow up into the sport that I grew up into, and especially at the same track. Like, she's at the Bend track where I grew up, and
it
was a cool experience to see that full circle.
Yeah. How old is she? I like that.
She is seven.
Seven. All right. Wow. Nice.
Yeah. I got her a bike for Christmas, so then she was ready to rock and roll.
That's very cool.
So she just for Christmas this year?
It was last year.
Oh, last year. Okay. Yeah. Sweet.
All right. With that, we'll jump over and do our trivia and rapid fire round here. Olivia, are you ready for rapid fire?
I don't know. I'm a little nervous.
Oh, boy. All right, we're going to check in with Melissa first on our trivia here. It's brought to you by our good friends at Bombshell Racing System. You guys get over and check him out. Actually, did you see him in the chat?
Bombshell Dave?
Yeah, I think I saw Bombshell Dave pop in.
Yeah, he was. He's at the track.
Oh, he's at the track, too. Yeah. Man, that's multitasking. At the track, watching the show.
Yourself a bombshell.
Kinds of good stuff going on. Melissa, we got a good one. I seen the question here.
You say that every week.
Hey.
You're always so supportive. I super, super appreciate you. All right. Sorry, I was adjusting my sticker pack here. Got a sticker pack going out to the winner with all sorts of goodies in here. There's a Danger Snacks, keychain, all sorts of stuff. And then I have a Stealth t-shirt going out to the person that gets this one. All right. So when we were talking with Olivia kind of earlier on, she mentioned, I believe Chris asked her, what was her very first frame that she rode in her early days of BMX? So don't answer, Olivia. So I want to know what frame it is, and bonus points if you know where it is currently.
There you go.
It was confirmed.
It was confirmed.
Yeah.
Where is it at? Yeah. Where is the mysterious?
What like... brand name?
That's right.
All right. Very good.
So
with that, we'll switch in and we're going to head on over to our lightning round. Lightning round is brought to you by 110 Nutrition. You got that Tito's and Aminos in there, Chris. That's why you're getting loose, buddy. No. Is that what's going on?
No.
That's what's going to be in their skybox, isn't
it? Well, all right. Well, if there was a skybox, we would have 110 Nutrition in there, yes.
And some Tito's.
Well,
DJ Damon mixing on the ones and twos.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
man.
Damon up there for sure.
This national's already out of control.
Oh, we're gonna have fun.
It's gonna be
we haven't had a national there since 2014, so 10 years.
You know, like Rick's coming out, Sean,
Rick's
Dave,
coming too.
Like the
oh
whole
gosh,
groups are all gonna be.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
A lot of air mattresses between your house and this house.
Oh,
hotel beers will be open.
Yeah, hotel beers.
Wednesday night. Check-in time is about 4 p.m.
Yeah.
Being your buddies with Elon, she probably could, like, oh, you got a solar. You don't need to charge yours, right?
Yeah, I'm good. The van takes care of itself.
Except there's no, well, there'll be sun here then, but
there might
right
be
now.
Sun by then, yeah.
Might be then.
Maybe
all right,
by
yeah.
July.
Yeah, we might be able to get you a parking spot somewhere near the track.
That'd be awesome.
Right.
Chris has keys. Oh. All right.
No.
Alyssa, you ready?
Yes. Yes.
Here
yes,
we
yes.
go.
All right, Olivia, quick answers. First thing comes to your head, last movie or show you like so much you watched it twice?
Friends.
Score.
Yeah. All right. Would you ever go skydiving?
Yes.
Do you make New Year's resolutions?
Kind of, sort of. Not really.
Do you have
she
one this year?
Goals.
Yes, it's to read 10 pages of a book every day and drink a gallon of water a day.
Those are excellent goals.
Actually, that's not too bad.
I'm behind.
Yeah, you are.
Very behind.
Yeah, you're going to be
it's a tall label, all right? Stop judging.
That looks like orange pop. What is that?
I got a flavor water, dude. I can't just sit there and drink it without it.
That's why I drink tea. It's
okay.
Better.
All right.
Olivia, which celebrity annoys you the most?
Ooh. Gonna be some haters, but Taylor Swift.
Man, yeah, are you gonna hit them Swifties?
It's all right.
The Swifties are out there.
They gang together too.
Yeah, they do. Is your bed made right now?
It is. It's made.
That's funny. Somebody else did that same thing. It was a few weeks ago. Somebody did that, so they kind of rolled off to the side and went, "Yeah, it is."
Do you believe in aliens?
No.
If you could transform into an animal, which one would it be?
A dog. They live pretty great lives.
True. They do. They don't do too bad. Who's your favorite musician?
Ooh.
Or band, you know, musical artist?
I'm a country person. I like Morgan Wallen. He's mine right now.
Yeah.
Good choice.
I thought you were going to go with Taylor Swift. The country version.
After being a hater.
What was your first job?
First job. My first official job, I was a server at a sushi restaurant. But before then, I was hustling, mowing people's lawns, doing landscaping, doing house sitting, nannying.
Nice.
Hot, so.
Hey.
All right.
What is your favorite day of the week?
Ooh, Sundays.
No kidding.
Okay. Who is your hero?
Hero? In what? In anything?
In general. Yeah.
Ooh, I don't know if I have an answer for that.
It's okay.
All right, it's Justin.
It's all right, Chris. I appreciate that, buddy. You're my hero, too.
Yeah.
Ever since the night you sung Wind Beneath My Wings by Bettman at the karaoke bar, it's never been the same. What's the best birthday gift you ever received?
Ooh, birthday gift. I know this one's silly, but I got a trampoline one year when I was like 12. And my 12-year-old self, that was probably the best gift I ever got.
You have a trampoline bike on it?
My brother did have a trampoline bike.
Hell yes. Yeah. You haven't lived until you've trampoline bike.
Trampoline
bike. You can do every trick in the world on a trampoline bike, but it really doesn't necessarily correlate over to the real
bike. Yeah, it does not translate over to a normal bike. It does not feel the same.
No.
That's hilarious. What's your worst habit?
Worst habit? Probably hitting my snooze alarm. It's a snooze button on my alarm. It's a bad one. How? It's a good, 45 minutes after my alarm actually goes off.
I was just going to say, how long?
Yikes. I wish I could do that.
What is your favorite sport other than BMX?
Volleyball. Big fan of it.
Okay.
What was the last thing you Googled?
I don't know.
You can say all things BMX show. It's okay.
Yeah, all things BMX show. Oh, yeah. Zoom. I had to download Zoom. Yeah,
oh, there you okay.
Go. Oh.
Wow. All right. If you were to write a book, what would it be about?
Ooh. It would be about nutrition. I'm big into nutrition now and all of the processed stuff that we eat in American diet and how it can help every aspect of our lives.
Nice.
Yeah. So, Kraft macaroni and cheese is off that list, I assume. Right?
Yeah.
Shop
that
the perimeter of the store.
Don't tell my kid.
Yeah, exactly. Whole Foods.
Whole Foods, yeah. All right. Which one do you prefer for a BMX racing frame? Aluminum, chrome moly, carbon fiber?
Aluminum.
Aluminum.
Would you rather travel back in time? Or would you rather go in the future?
Ooh, back in time.
All right.
If you had to, you wouldn't, but if you had to change your first name, what would it be?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Everything's branded around your name, so if you would change it.
I like my name. Yeah. I don't know. I will tell you a funny story, though, about my name.
Absolutely.
Fire away.
When I was born, my name was supposed to be Wendy, and not W-E-N-D-Y. It was W-I-N-D-Y.
Like Wendy. Like it's Wendy.
So I'm really glad that I'm Olivia. So
yeah. Well, there you go.
Stay with Olivia.
You would have changed it to Olivia. I like it.
Right.
Yeah. So I have no idea what I would name myself.
That's interesting.
That is funny.
What a good story.
All right. So, Wendy, what is your...
We're not starting that one.
Sweet Pea, remember? It's Sweet Pea.
We can go Sweet Pea, no Wendy.
Okay.
That's too far.
I think you already answered this, but what's your favorite genre of music?
Country,
yeah. All right.
Your favorite type of cookie?
Ooh, chocolate chip, basic.
All right.
But are you a Facebook or an Instagram kind of gal?
More of a Facebook. More of an Instagram. Yeah. But I'm on Facebook a lot, too.
Okay.
All right. Do you prefer to talk to someone on the phone or text them?
Talk on the phone.
This is your last one. Your favorite Wednesday night live streaming podcast BMX show?
Right here, every Wednesday.
Perfect.
Hey, Olivia.
All right. Chris, you want to let them know who's going to be on next week?
Okay. Is that right?
Yeah.
Because that's not what we talked about earlier.
Next week.
Oh, no.
That was 2 weeks.
Oh, that's 2 weeks. Okay. So next week, get ready for this one, boys and girls. The Dirty Knobs podcast crew is joining us. Did we get all three of them?
TBD
Show
on
up.
That one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Show up, tune in.
I'm guessing the only one we know for sure is James Vicente is going to show up.
No, Mike.
Mike?
Definitely
oh, all right. Hollywood
definitely
showing
Hollywood.
Up.
Definitely Hollywood.
And okay. Then kind of, you know, down the, you go down the list there.
Well, you know, Eric Carter, he's ditched us a couple of times already, so he better show up.
Yeah. So, they're, you know, maybe they're there. We'll still have a party out of it.
We'll figure something
Hollywood
out.
Hollywood will be there.
Yeah.
Vicente might be there. It'll be a fun time.
We'll have a good time.
Olivia, we want to thank you for being on the show. Melissa.
Yeah.
What do we got for the trivia?
Well, first off, thanks to everyone who put in an answer. You guys did really well. Rick, you get a shout out, but I'm not sending you the prize pack. newer listener, and the winner is Shara Appenzeller. She was Ooh. The first one to get the answer. So what's the answer, Olivia?
Power light.
And shout out to Michael Buss and Savannah. They got that it was in Bend. Rick said it was in the loaner trailer. So you guys were listening. I'm very, very impressed. So Shara, send the page, our show page, your address, or you can message me personally. And we'll make sure we get this out to you. And thanks, everybody.
She's one of the moms of my athletes, so they're listening.
All right. Good deal. So I need an address, but other than that, I won't share any of your personal information.
So did you see the Mo, him and his wife sponsor the chat and the trivia question each week? His district number is 54.
Cool.
So you better order a shirt, Mo.
Yeah. He better.
Yeah, you need one of those.
He got it.
You got to have it.
Wait, how does he know his district number? They haven't put that out yet.
I mean.
I think he said he was thinking he was going to get that.
Okay. Thinking.
He said, looks
man,
like.
I'm pretty pumped on mine.
Looks like
a three-digit number on the 20-inch because I didn't ride it this year.
No.
Does it start with a three?
It might have a niner in it somewhere. I'm not real sure.
Oh, no.
That cruiser number, it was good, but boy.
Oh, yeah, your cruiser number
kept
really
scrolling,
good.
Scrolling. Then I realized, oh, you only raced it once.
Well, because at least you raced it once.
What did I do? I think I forgot my cruiser. I forget shit all the time. Shoes, pedals.
So Olivia, does Charlie Tassie announce at the track?
Yes, she does. She does an awesome job.
So she says that she cannot wait to announce Windy the W1 at the track.
Wait, did you see
the world one? She says, love you.
Did you?
Of course.
Did you? Yeah, who put it in?
Let's look.
Windstrong. Somebody put in
Windstrong.
Windstrong for your new nickname. For another.
I think I'm good on that one.
Yeah.
And we're going to start with Livestrong.
Livestrong is better. For sure.
Who do we talk at Full Tilt that handles the jerseys?
Can't tell you that. I don't know.
Luckily, it just says the last name across the back, so she's good.
It says Windy on my back.
Windy, watch as I blow you over.
Yeah, she's gonna pass by you just like the wind's blowing.
Oh my God,
boom.
Chris.
She's gone.
Been sitting on that one, haven't you?
No.
Okay.
I just came up with it.
Before we jump out of here, we want to. But hand it over to you. Give a shout out to you did earlier, but your sponsors, upcoming, any upcoming clinics and that stuff. All right.
Cool. Yeah. Thank you guys for having me on.
You're welcome.
Sure. Yeah, I am going to be in Las Vegas in next week, and then I'm going to be in Phoenix. We're doing a Chandler BMX all girls camp. I'm super excited to just be with the girls and do that kind of stuff. And then just stay tuned on my website. I'll have all my clinics up on the website for California. And thank you, Full Tilt, Radio, Fly, all the sponsors. I love the support, and I'm ready to start the year off strong.
And real quick again, if like a TO wants to reach out to you, the best way they can reach out to you to set up like a clinic at their track.
Yeah, you can message me on Instagram, Facebook, or on my website. There's a contact me page, and you just put your name, your email, phone number, and tell me why you're contacting me. And I get to those every day on my email, so I'll be in contact.
Austin, you better get to messaging right now.
Get on there.
All right.
Yeah, this next couple of weeks, I'm scheduling a lot of the year. So if TOs want to reach out, I'm scheduling a lot in the next couple of weeks.
Perfect.
Want to be first on that list, get on there. get to contacting.
Well, and thank you for being such an inspiration to the younger generation too. I kind of following along in the chat. Sounds like you've made a big impact on a lot of little lives. So good for you.
I appreciate that.
Cool.
All right, with that, we'll wrap it up. You guys,
stay
don't forget.
Stay warm.
Yeah, stay warm.
Yes.
And we'll be back next week with the group from Dirty Knobs.
Yep.
And that'll be a fun time. All you guys, stay safe.
Yep. Have a good night, everybody.